I just want to say this too. I'm not beating up on people that have been divorced or remarried. I'm not trying to do that, but what I am trying to do is trying to help the people that are and have only one spouse. And I want you to keep the promises that you made to God. I don't just get up here and do marriages so that you can just get divorced later on. Mm. Agree to keep your vows and do the things that you said that you would do before the Lord.
Amen.
Because when you get married, even if you get married at the courthouse, God still looks at that as a legit marriage. As long as it's done legally. So, but God is seeking a godly seed. So he says, therefore take heed to your spirit that none deal treacherously against the wife of thy youth. What is he talking about? Divorcing your wife? You getting divorced? And why is he saying that I might seek a godly seed? Therefore, for this reason, take heed to your spirit. You know why? Because it ruins your life when you get a divorce.
Right.
It ruins your life. You're like, I'm going to be so much happier still and stuff. He's my prince. You know, he's my prince. He's my knight in shining armor or whatever. But you know what? Years later, you're going to regret the fact that you didn't stay married to your spouse. You're going to regret it. Because you know what? How are you going to seek a godly seed if that kid doesn't get saved because of what you put them through?
Right.
You put them through it. You didn't agree with it. You didn't keep your agreement. If you're saved, I'm talking about saved people here. If you're saved and you believe the same things, why in the world would you get a divorce?
Yeah.
Work it out. Keep the covenant that you made with your wife. Keep the covenant you made with your husband. Because you know what? It's going to ruin your children's life. And you know what the chances of them growing up with issues are? Huge. Your kid's going to grow up with daddy issues and mommy issues. And you're going to they're going to have problems being faithful to their spouse when they get older.
Right.
And it's going to, the dysfunction, look, one of my goals of being married and having children is that I wanted to break the dysfunction of my family. Because there's huge dysfunction in my family. I want to make a new generation where there's not... I mean, every family has some dysfunction, right? And we put the fun in dysfunction at our house. But I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. But look, if you want to break that cycle in your life, you know, are your parents saved? Are your aunts and uncles saved? Are your cousins saved? Why not make a new generation where everybody is saved in your family? And you know how you do that? You stay together and you be faithful to God and the covenant that you made with your spouse, that's going to increase your chances of your children being saved. But you know what? If you say, if they're like, yeah, my parents are Christians, but they're hypocrites because they got divorced.
Yeah.